let's start and not lose any minutes here. Today what I'm going to talk about is the practical part of open access. Not the theory, not the politics around open access. All this kind of talks what we had, and I think we're all in agreement. We created systems you can start using now. Okay, so let's get my presentation up. Thank you already for the assistance here. So, who are we? One Science is a daughter company from Science Metrics, and Science Metrics has been the when the European Commission asked us to create a report on open access availability, we won that because of our expertise of being 15 years in Scientometrics and Bibliometrics. And as you can see in the graph already here, that in 2014, we thought it's really the tipping point of the availability on open access. A lot of people still think it's like 10% or 12%. No, it's above 50% at the moment. So this is a study you can also download from the Science Metrics website. It's a very interesting study on open access. And as you can see, it's not only the graph going up, it's the full graph also from the old years. Well, we talked about money, and a lot of funding and a lot of effort, and I wanted to put especially the slide in. Because at the moment, what's happening in this market is there are like millions of systems are created, yeah, all the time, imitating, trying to have only gold or only green, or they don't believe in hybrid and they don't believe in this. There are all these systems from public funding money, if it's Core or Base or Open Door, whatever you name it. It's interesting. So, first of all, there's a lot of money spent in paid-walled subscriptions. There's a lot of money spent on APCs. I've seen once on a Hefke homepage that University of Cambridge gets £1.1 million extra for APCs. There's a lot of effort spent on collecting metadata. And so far, there is no advantage for a librarian. This is interesting. We talk about it, we build systems and public money and APCs, and your costs are not going down. That's why we're here today. By the way, before, it's always very important to be selective. We heard that already from our first speaker. But it's also important to give the right definition. So what we're doing is we only take published articles, green, preprints, only peer review. Now, peer review is, of course, a placeholder, because peer review for chemistry and the hard sciences is much more easier to define than, of course, peer review for art, humanities, and social sciences. So we are using the new terms on open access, and it's called gratis open access, as opposed to Libre Open Access. What we cover is very simple. It should be gratis, PDF, and one click to download. So far, and this is incredible already, we have 21 million articles full text. Now, don't let you feel so fooled by all kind of system they call about our documents. We have 20 million documents or 40 million documents. I'm talking articles. So don't let yourself fooled by all those system who said, oh, we have millions of documents. We have full text articles. 21 million articles now. We will have 23 million full text articles available to the end of the year. Now, how do we do this? This morning was already touched down already on metadata and how difficult it is to create. We have it. Don't do it. We have the metadata. That's the big difference between big projects funded by tax money and still building stuff when it's already existing. We had to go to a lot of different sources in order to collect all our metadata. And in some sources, you find a PDF, in some sources, you find the abstract. So we had to go to a lot of sources in order to get all this metadata of 21 million articles at the moment. So, of course, a lot of people say, how do you do this? A lot of people, I remember somehow my CEO was in a country, was grilled by somebody who wanted to create the same system. What is that software? He was grilled for 2.5 hours. The difference is the system exists, what we have, okay? So we harvest, we build data connectors, we go to 60,000 different domains, 60,000 different journals. So we're not fishing only in the same pond like Scopus and Web of Science with only the 20,000 journals where we're all fishing in. We go much more larger. So we don't discriminate from which country it is, etc. So what we have at the moment, we have around 250 million articles. We enrich them, we deduplicate them, and then we export them to our solutions. Now, just to understand what we've done, we have a couple of services, OA Figure, which is a bit like a report where you can, the university is giving their usage data, package data, and we create a whole subscription report around that. And the interesting part is we have the data on the percentages of open access available per journal. It was much appreciated also by a lot of customers. OA Finder is our main discovery tool. And by the way, this is software as a service. It's not just a database. Think about the fishermen who go out on the sea and tries to catch all those fishes. That's the same thing we are doing, correct? So people say, why you have to pay for those services? Well, it's similarly a little bit like, why do you pay for Word for Windows? It doesn't write you your article, correct? Or why do you buy your water? So what we've created is a software as a service. So the first one is OA Figure. There are two reports we're creating. One report is to monitor your scholarly output and your open access. So what does it tell you? It tells you I have 200 articles in my institutional repository. However, one science can find 10,000. We can automatically show you in which field, in which faculty, okay, your researchers are the most active in open access. As mentioned before, there is of course a citation advantage. So we show exactly per faculty, per where are the citation advantage, because although a lot of people love gold, which is quite funny because you should love green, correct? Why would you pay an APC to a publisher where you still don't own the copyrights? So I'm always a bit confused when I hear people don't like green. So it's funny because, but they love gold. So keep on paying and please continue paying a lot of APCs and your subscriptions, I would say. I think that's a true open access, by the way. Another report is OA Figure subscription, which I mentioned already, is a customer is giving us their usage data. We create a whole report on where do your scientists have published, where are they cited, number of downloads. We create all kind of algorithm around that, and you can decide which journal you can cancel or keep based on the open access availability. So here are the advantages of those reports. It gains much more better strategic, because most of the people say, well, if you have to make a decision when your budgets are tight, it's better to know to use these kind of reports. OA Finder is our main software as a service. And by the way, it's interesting when you read this definition, because it's in all languages and all from the world. So we provide articles some universities have never seen before, correct? Because you're all fishing in the same pond all the time. It's very simple. As soon as it's peer review, green, hybrid, and gold. And I'm emphasizing that we got all three. A lot of systems out there only have gold or only green or only hybrid for medicine, and they pay, I don't know, 4 million euros funding, and they're happy that they funded 5 journals in open access and all that kind of things. A lot of money is going down the drain, I would say. We cover all fields in all over the world. As soon as it's peer-reviewed, we will have it. That's why we're now 21 million. We grow our information with 500,000 articles per month. Now, if you compare OA Finder with the existing packages out there, and by the way, this is an example from an American university which subscribes to Elsevier, EBSCO, ProQuest, Springer, and so on. And here you can see the number of articles compared to the within and outside the Web of Science, and you see already the enormous lot of articles you can get already on OA Finder compared to the traditional packages. Okay? And by the way, these numbers are done by our bibliometrician and scientometrics people. So these will be shared, of course, this presentation. And there you can see how interested it is to finally now already started to subscribe. By the way, OA Finder works with all the discovery tools. So if you don't like our Google-like interface, you can go via discovery service from EBSCO, Primo Summon. It all works there. And one of our largest customer, and I think one of the most prestigious universities in the world, Caltech, who's using all three services we are doing, they've asked, can you put a button in Web of Science so we can go immediately to the open access articles already? So this is one of the advantages. If you see those numbers, it's quite impressive what OA Finder can already provide. OA Finder Plus, very simple. We help, when I was in the UK, and I know there are a lot of people here from the UK also speaking, I was so completely surprised that some universities have only 5 to 10% of their research papers in the institutional repositories. We have a system for that. It exists. We don't have to build it. We don't have to have public money. It just exists. We can help you immediately to get all your articles for your research institute in your institutional repository immediately. Okay, that's OA Finder Plus. Very important, if you have an open access mandate, you better be able to report back those articles. And I saw a study, for instance, in Sweden from the Royal Technical University. They have around a lot of dissertation in the institutional repositories, but hardly any articles. So that's what librarians told us, please help us to build this. So when we started One Science, it's the librarians who told us, we have an institutional repository, DSpace or whatever, but we're not using it. Use your institutional repository as your knowledge hub. Before, the librarians were collecting the information, now they have to diffuse the information for their university. So if your institutional repository is much more visual, then you can also find better collaboration with other universities. That's what we help you in getting immediately those articles. Well, if you're in the open access world, you better be very transparent, simple, and fair on pricing. So our pricing is just available on the internet. We are not ashamed of our pricing because we've done some ROIs, very simple. If you take 20 journals, it's a price already for OA Finder where you get 21 million articles. It's a very competitive, easy price, tiering model, very simple. So you can get, and we've done a lot of, because if we do this OA Figure subscription reports, we can help you to save money and you can subscribe then to our other services. So that's the idea behind it. So it's very simple and transparent. I don't know if I see an APC costs, I think, 1,500. So, I don't know, 10 APCs are 15,000. So, 28 for the price of 10 average APCs, you can have 21 million articles knowing it's growing. And I'm pleased to announce today that next year at OA Finder, we will also add the citations. So, you will have a Web of Science plus Scopus plus full text called OA Finder. So that is important for you to know. If you are interested, take it now because you will get benefits. Next week, you will be able also to search in gold and green access on OA Finder. Okay? According to your policy is very important, and that's the reason that these kind of services we're doing can only live with the feedback we get from our customers. That was in very short what we're doing. As you know, SKS is representing us in Hungary. I wanted to start, of course, to say Jona Podkivánok, but I was already so enthusiastic to start here. Thank you very much for your attention. And if you really want to start to use open access, you can subscribe to OA Finder. That is your open access tool. So let's not talk only about it, but let's take the benefits of open access now in your library. Thank you very much. Kutsumat.